Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, this is Kelly from Flower Power Florist. You ordered 30 vases of zinnias for the tables at your restaurant. You mentioned they were for a special event next week at the restaurant. I'm sorry, but there's a shortage of zinnias right now. Unfortunately, the growers didn't produce enough this season. I could put together 30 vases of roses instead. Those are usually more expensive, but I can provide them to you for the same price as the zinnias. Please let me know if roses would be acceptable. I'll be at the shop until 5 o'clock today.
Number 71. Who most likely is the listener? Number 72. What problem does the speaker mention? Number 73. What does the speaker ask the listener to do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following advertisement.
Today's radio program is sponsored by Perspective. Do you have trouble finding the perfect job candidate for your business? Let Perspective handle it. We'll check their qualifications, request references, and run background checks so you don't have to. And beginning this year, Perspective now offers daily updates on each job listing you post. Have candidate suggestions sent right to your inbox. To try a free 14-day trial of Perspective, fill out our online survey about your business at www.perspective.com.
Number 74. What service does Perspective provide? Number 75. What recent improvement did Perspective make? Number 76. How can the listeners try Perspective for free? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Rawad. It's Kriti Hazarika from Somerville Realty. I'm following up about the Maple Road space you expressed interest in renting as a location for your antique store. It's a great spot, but I just learned from the owner that the old electrical wiring needs to be replaced. I know you're eager to get your store up and running. The owner will need to apply for a permit for the work, though, and the process normally takes a long time. Let me know what you want to do.
Number 77. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 78. What is the problem with a property? Number 79. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"The process normally takes a long time"?
Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following talk.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Brian Cho, your instructor. Over the next 5 weeks, I'll teach you everything you need to know about commercial truck driving. We'll go over how to keep electronic logbooks, since companies have recently started requiring drivers to record their shift hours electronically, something that wasn't done in the past. By the end of this course, you'll be ready to earn your commercial driver's license and start your new career. Fortunately, this is a great time to enter the profession because the compensation is very attractive. Many companies are even offering signing bonuses of $10,000 or more to new drivers.
Number 80. What type of work are the listeners training for? Number 81. What recent change does the speaker mention? Number 82. According to the speaker, why is it a good time to enter a profession? Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following broadcast.
Today, reporters at Channel 7 News witnessed a historic opening ceremony here on the shores of Chesapeake Bay. For the past several years, construction has been ongoing on a new bridge spanning the bay. Earlier this year, transportation officials shared the good news that the construction was progressing faster than expected. And as of today, traffic is moving across the new bridge at a steady pace, 2 months sooner than planned. I interviewed some local delivery drivers, and as you can imagine, they are happy to see the construction barricades come down early.
Number 83. What event is the speaker reporting on? Number 84. What news did officials share earlier in the year? Number 85. Who did the speaker interview? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following telephone message.
Hi, Ife. This is Hiroki Tamura. As you may know, I'm managing the company's project to develop a mobile application for Restorf Bank. The project is already underway and has gone well so far. However, yesterday I was informed by upper leadership that the client requested we have the product ready for launch a month earlier than anticipated. Leadership wants us to make every effort to meet this request. We can't hope to accomplish it with my current small team of software developers, though, and I know you usually do excellent work. Please get back to me when you have a chance.
Number 86. What industry does the speaker most likely work in? Number 87. What did the speaker learn yesterday? Number 88. What does the speaker imply when he says,
"You usually do excellent work"?
Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Hi, everyone. I have exciting news. Our company has officially decided to expand into France. What that means for us here in the data analytics department is that we have a lot of work to do to understand French consumers. In order to sell our cook-at-home meal kits, we need to analyze the data we've collected about how people in France shop now and what they buy. I'll start uploading the files to our shared drive, and then we can begin.
Number 89. What news does the speaker report? Number 90. What department do the listeners work in? Number 91. What does the speaker say he will do? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following report.
Thanks for tuning in to KELW, Springfield's news radio station. In sports, the hometown Blues are under new ownership. Abelora Investment Group finalized the purchase of the baseball team this past week. A Springfield native himself, the investment group's founder, Patrick Abelora, is passionate about building community in the Springfield area. When contacted for a comment, Abelora said he aims to bring the franchise its first ever championship. While that's welcome news to Blues fans, who have remained loyal through many disappointing seasons, it's worth noting that we've been told that before.
Number 92. What is being reported on? Number 93. What does the speaker say Mr. Abelora is passionate about? Number 94. Why does the speaker say,
"We've been told that before"?
Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following talk and pie chart.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Yuri Hirata, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to the Coley Manufacturing Plant. I always enjoy giving tours to our own sales staff. I hope you'll let our customers know what you learn here today about the high quality of the products manufactured by Coley. Right now, we're looking at the area on the factory floor where our newest product is being assembled. You can see on your handouts that these represent only 15% of our sales, but we hope that they will become our largest seller, even larger than our weightlifting benches.
Number 95. Who are the listeners? Number 96. What does the speaker hope will happen? Number 97. Look at the graphic. What type of exercise equipment does the speaker say is new for the company? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following recorded message and staff directory.
Thanks for calling the Education Office at the Metropolitan Museum of Science. We're pleased to announce several new learning modules specifically for teenagers interested in computer coding. You can find these new modules on our website under the Activities tab. Please note that the registration deadline for this summer's science camps has been extended to March 15th. Sign up now to reserve a space. You can find more information online. And finally, if you're a teacher arranging a class trip to the museum, please press 7 after the tone and you'll be connected to our school liaison.
Number 98. What is the speaker pleased to announce? Number 99. What does the speaker say about science camps? Number 100. Look at the graphic. Who can the listeners speak to by pressing 7? This is the end of the listening test.